April 26, 1997, Anno Meria, Greece. I'm making a homemade crossword puzzle for Tibbet and Dromed, two boys who live down the road from me. I live on the outskirts of Anno Meria, a small mountainous village on the island of Folegandros in southeastern Greece. I watch the donkeys stroll in with predominantly women riders as the men labor in the fields concentrating solely on farming. The houses are all stone, adorned by bottles of wine as a tradition to bring good upon the household, and there are less than 300 living here. Looking east, you can see the Aegean Sea. If you can see beyond Anno's simplistic shell, it has many humble qualities. I like it here. No modern stuff to mess up the mind or the soul. You know what I'm talking about. Stuff like crime, computers, fax machines, emails, politics, splitting the atom, and shit of this general heinous nature. The World Wide Web in Anno Meria consists of yelling back and forth across the village. Thanks to the stars above, it's safe here. I no longer have to dream with a gun. One time, an eager gentleman from Athens came down and tried to sell some of the villagers a portable compact disc player. It was all the high-tech rage. Damn, idiot. They have access to batteries in Anno Meria proper, but he didn't even know that we don't have batteries galore out here. Reason being, we don't care to have them. No need. Don't get me wrong, though. The cafes designed specifically for tourism in town occasionally have batteries, and they have electricity, but our village itself is insufficient in this regard, and tourism is quite inconsequential. A couple people rent out rooms, and there are only a couple cafes in town, as the boat trip to get here from pretty much anywhere more populous is several hours. A long ride to see nothing special. Given all the many beautiful things to see in Greece, most tourists typically opt for other Grecian destinations. The lady in town, Hestia, that runs a grocery store and coffee shop, well, she has a few shelves of goods and a couple tables if you want to sit and engage in conversation or have a bite to eat. That's about the rockin' nature of the tourist destinations in Anno Meria. Hestia and her old dry wood table. Most tourists would get bored in Anno Meria quickly, much less the boredom that would have surely prevailed in my village outside of town. Anyways, I slapped a couple batteries in the CD player to show my fellow Anno Merian suburbanites how it worked. The sales guy had a Willie Nelson CD, and three guys from the village beat the dang player up with their bamboo and rock mallets until it was just a pile of technological rubble. That Athens guy left and never came back. That poor salesman just didn't understand how things work here. Not that they didn't like the coarse, almost pure organic voice of the one and only Willie Nelson, but it was too spectral for them. Things are simpler and easier here.